some ideas that we have for you, but we have a lot of people that are in a job where they get paid daily, or they get paid not this neat with a bow tie paycheck every couple weeks. They know what's going to happen. We understand that. So personal finance, even those people, even the people that get paid once a month, they still struggling, right? Let alone if you're like, I don't know what I'm getting paid. I don't know when I'm getting paid. I don't know how much. It's all fine. So yeah, so that's related. That's understandable that there's, what do I do with this weird, different way of getting paid? So we're here for that to help you.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget, or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together, or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account, or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast.
I feel like I've been like trying to just like figure it out my whole life. Like really ever since I was always very independent. I took on all my finances right away. My parents were like, you need a budget. You have to have spending money. I'm like, oh no, I don't have to have spending money in my budget. I can just live. And I literally feel like until now I'm like 44 and I feel like I'm now becoming an adult. Sadly, I have 4 kids and I've been married for 20 years or 20 plus years now. And I feel like it's just, we need to get a handle on stuff to move forward in life.
Well, congratulations on all that. 4 kids, 20 plus years. She's, I don't even remember how many it is. I'm
going to go with the plus. I was like, 21. I think
you're 21. No exact numbers. Yeah. Not calling anyone out. No, I love how you said that, because I think that there are some times in our life where we just need a minute to breathe, to go, oh my gosh, I have to get this part of my life together. And I think you've just been going, sounds full force all the way through. And you're like, okay, we really need to pay attention to this. And just know that you're not alone either.
Seems like it. I don't feel like everyone lives like us, but I feel like there's got to be other people that probably are struggling.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, okay, with what you said, and I know you sent on your, like your info that you get paid daily from your job, like Shayna said, what would you say you're struggling with the most? If you had to choose one thing that might be keeping you up at night, something that is like your biggest pain point, what would that be?
Oh gosh. I think it's just, it's like we make a lot of income, but it's like we never have money. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think we're just, we make a ton of money, not a ton of money, but I mean for us and like in our life and where we are. To live the way we live, to live like we, it's like we have no money. Does that make sense? And it's our kids. It's sports, sadly.
They're sucking it away. Listen. No, love them.
No, it's like as soon as we all got into our higher income years, the kids found a way to just take it off.
They're like so much.
That's it. I really, and I don't have the ability. I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, we'll figure that out. And that's always like our answer. And my husband is almost worse than me because I'm like, no. And he's, no, yeah, they should do that. They should be able to do that. I'm like, okay.
Should be able to do that.
But I know. He used to always be like, hard no, like not happening.
Yeah. And we just want to give them all the things that maybe we feel like we didn't have. And it's nice to be able to do it, but it also is actually nice to know that we can afford to do it. That's the thing that would be nice.
Yeah, for sure. Totally. I was just talking to a lady yesterday and she's allowing her mom and her brother to live in one of her rentals. And of course she's charging them like a lesser fee, but she is literally out of pocket almost $300 to $400 a month on that rental. And I said, if your mom knew the position that this was putting you in, would she want you to do this? And she's absolutely not. And so we think about later on in life, if we were to literally look back and go and just lay out all the sacrifices that it took for this to happen, not say we wouldn't change it, because obviously
no,
we want our
true.
But like Shayna said, we want to be able to afford it and feel good about it. And we want our kids to know that we were able to afford it and we didn't struggle all the way through.
So let's say on a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate your finances right now?
Like a 3, 4.
That's a little.
So I wouldn't say that. I have a handle. I know exactly what we make. I know what comes out. I know what's going on. It's just that like we've gotten behind. So I've been playing like catch up forever because it's like my son's going to be a senior and wants to play football in college. So I feel like it's just these constant trips. So I'm like just trying to like move money everywhere and figure it out. And
I don't understand the stock market. I'm not gonna lie, but I feel like they just move money around, and it's like the shell game with money. And then I'm over here. We do that in regular life too. It's okay. Yes. I don't need that money for the dentist this week.
No, so totally. That is how it is. Yeah. Yeah.
But when I need the money for the dentist,
we'll do that next week. And then I'm like, okay. Yeah. But it's just at a certain point, I don't want to feel that way. I'm just tired of feeling that way.
I will tell you, when my husband and I first started this, the savings bucket system, like, I'm not going to lie, total transparency. And I've said this before, but this is before Shane and I even knew, like, we were going to do this business together. And this is before we even knew we were doing the same system, but our own way. I remember starting this and going, I'm going to put all this money in these accounts. So when I have, I need it, blah, blah, all that. Girl, we robbed Peter to pay Paul until I realized, oh, but when I need the money for the oil change, it's not going to be there. Like, yeah, when I need to go to the dentist, it's not going to be there. And that was it. I was terrible at it at the very beginning. So just know that it is a learning process for her.
And we know what you want to feel. You want to feel like you're ahead, that the money is where all of her is supposed to be. And for me, the difference with that is I just want to see money stacking up. Because for me, I feel like, oh, should I spend that? Definitely. There's money.
Yes, that's it. It's just, I feel like it's like peace also, like being able to sit at their sport and being like, I can actually enjoy this. And I'm not like dreading, like for soccer, it's like, we owe this much to this. So I don't want to see people because I feel guilty where they don't probably even think about it, because I'm sure there's everybody. But it's just that feeling of, I don't like feeling like I owe anybody anything. We don't borrow money from people. We don't.
Yeah, so
it's
absolutely.
Like, it's just that feeling of feeling like I almost owe somebody all the time. Everyone I see.
Yeah. And that, honestly, we have those conversations with clients all the time. They'll come in, I owe this much back to the gym, or I owe this much for football or whatever. I'm like, no, you don't. Go pay that right now. We're going to figure this out. Cause we don't want that for you either. Right. We know how that feels.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay. So you said you were 3, you said why. What would you say a 10, if you could envision your life at a level 10, what would that look like for you and your family?
I have nothing that I owe. Mm. So nothing that I owe. And I can just feel like at peace. Like, I feel like just feeling at peace with my finances, being able to look, everybody has money in their account where it needs to be, and just being able to pay my bills on time, on the date it's due, that would be a 10 for me.
So we usually go right into some action items based on that. And what I'm feeling for you is, the first thing that came to my heart is like, can we have a spending freeze for a minute with all of the trips that you're talking about, and you're about to have a senior and all of this? We're not good at saying no, but can we talk about saying no for 1 month so that you can just have a regular part of the problem that you're experiencing is you don't have a regular month because they're asking for something brand new every month. And you're like, I had a good plan and then it doesn't work out.
That's exactly what happens. Like, I had money saved. Like, I did what you guys, I opened like my different accounts. I started, and then I'm like, crap. And then it was like, you guys had the episode on we had to buy tires. And I'm like, there goes that. And then they went to my son had to go to San Diego for a 7-on-7 football thing. So there goes that. You know what I mean? And my husband, you can look at it this way. I'm like, I'm aware of all the ways I can look at it. But I can't look at it that way.
Math doesn't lie. You know? Yeah. It's like April, or let's say March 29th, you had a plan, and then April 5th came, right? And it's, oh, by the way, all of this stuff has to happen this month, and all the plan, like Shana said, is completely gone. Yeah. So we just need to figure something out to be able to just help you set something in place and feel good.
You can't budget though. Do you think like our life could not be budgeted? Do you truly feel like everybody?
No, we have a plan.
Okay.
We'll get right back to the show, but we wanted to give you a heads up right now that our signature budget template and course is available.
Guys, it is simple, easy to use, and pretty. Plus, it comes with walkthrough videos and special trainings that teach you exactly how to budget.
We're going to teach you the exact systems we use with our clients to get out of debt, to set up the savings buckets, to create the bills account, and to know exactly what's going on with your paychecks, and so much more.
So if you're new to budgeting, our system will help you get started easily.
And if you're a budget nerd like us, this system is about to become your new best friend, your new obsession, because it's the exciting, game-changing upgrade to your budget that you need right now.
Now let's jump back to today's show.
So we do think there's going to have to be some moments where you say no, but here's what you need a framework, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You guys need to set up the bills account. And I know it sounds like you've heard us talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
You need to set up a bills account and all of the money needs to be over there. And then we have this bucket of money to play with. You're not going to play, but that's when I know if I can say yes or not. And we're going to have a conversation like with your husband and your son and everybody and say, all the bills are paid. We have this much extra every month to negotiate. Mm-hmm. And then when we hit that limit, we hit that limit. But I think for you, as far as owing people, you don't owe, like, you can say no to San Diego. I know you wouldn't, but theoretically you could say no to San Diego. You don't have to worry about that. But having to owe what's happening right now, or be behind on a bill, or not being able to pay it on the due date, that has to go. That has to go. That is the number one thing that's going to make you feel more peace, feel more adulting, like you talked about, all of that. So I think like the first step for sure is just separate that. Get the money separated. Mm-hmm.
And do you think I pay those little amounts first?
So that's what I was thinking about. If you feel like there's no extra to pay, get ahead or get caught up with those, they need to be put in your bills account as a bill, right? Okay. Those back pay amounts that you owe. So they are being put, like Shana said, in the account completely separate. Yeah. So you and your husband, do y'all combine finances?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you need to look at everything and say, honey, this is everything that we owe every month, including all the back pay stuff, because that is now a quote unquote debt, which is fine, but
forever.
Yeah. Right. But it's a short term debt. Yeah. And then go, like Shana said, okay, now after all the necessities and everything is taken care of, this is how much we have for food and gas, because those are also a need. Okay.
Yeah.
Then what is everything else? Mm-hmm. This is all the extra quote unquote money that we have. And how are we going to divvy it up? And we can't go a penny over.
Yeah.
Because that's a non-negotiable, because then we're going in debt.
Yeah. 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 And so you had mentioned when we were going to come on this call about struggling to stick to a budget. We think that the step one is let's get on the bills budget. So yes, your day-to-day life, we're not sure about the groceries necessarily, the travel, the
kids. I do have all that down. I use the Every Dollar app. So I will say my fans, I know exactly what we spend on groceries. I know you guys don't like it, but I like seeing exactly what I spend, because I can I know exactly what I spend on groceries. I know exactly what I spend on gas. So all of that I know. It's that I have money for this bill, and then now they're going to Philadelphia next week. Okay. We bought their ticket there, but I still have to buy their ticket back, and it's like $800. You know what I mean? So
trips don't take precedent over bills that are a necessity. No. Like you have a mortgage to pay, that comes first.
Yeah. Yeah. So the thing is to absolutely separate, have a very strict, we need $5,000 to pay our bills in the bills account every month. And that never gets borrowed from. If we're borrowing, it's borrowing from grocery. Not that you would, but it's borrowing from going out to eat. Pocket it's borrowing money. From pocket money. It's borrowing over here. Keep that completely separate. And you're really good about that. And we would even say, since you know what you're doing, keep the gas and groceries separate too. And have this money that we play with and say, so right now, yes, like you said, you're going to maybe play a little catch up, but I would talk to them. How many, we're four kids. Okay. It's a lot. Have everybody at the kitchen table. Dave is all about that kitchen table, and say, let's lay it all out here. This is how much we have discretionary for all of these things each month or even the year. And the other thing that we talked about recently with the sports thing is let's have them look at what they're costing for their sport. And let's look at it in a whole year. So you've got every dollar. It's probably really easy for you to go in there and see what we've spent. And you need to put that in front of them and say, the answer for next month is no, or 2 months.
But do you think you burden kids with that? Or do you think that's a bad thing?
And that's where I was going to come back up. It is 100% okay to have a healthy financial conversation with your kids.
He's 17, right? So that's,
It's not burdening him. It's teaching him. Yeah.
And so it is absolutely okay to have these conversations. Now you need to be careful with your verbiage and how you're explaining it. And it's not like, we're broke. We can't afford this. You're too expensive. Yeah. This is burdening us.
Priority.
Yeah. It is just like, you need to know what the sacrifices that your dad and I are making to make this happen. And we need to find a different way moving forward.
And he needs to have context, and this will go for all of them as they get older, and say, look, we have, and at this point, I'm assuming we set aside $10,000 for your sports a month, a year. You have to prioritize where you want that money to go.
Put it back on him.
We can't do every single thing that comes up. Which ones do you know are going to make you a better football player? Which ones do you know are going to move the needle for you? Those are the ones. This is your budget, because that's what we talked about recently in a podcast. He's about to have to budget on his own. So this is a great environment and healthy place for him to learn. I have to prioritize myself because otherwise we're going to have 40-year-old him doing the same, having the same problem as mom. So
he's asking us the other day, what's your net worth? What's your this? I'm like, okay, buddy. Yeah. So he does have an understanding. He is starting to get things, but it's like, he wants to know that everything's okay. And he wants everything. And I think we've made his life very easy.
Yeah. And I told my son the other day, I said, bud, I'm telling you right now, you better grow up and have a really good career because you love the bougie lifestyle. And I don't think that's wrong. Like he has a friend of his that lives on the water, and she takes my son to very expensive restaurants, to concerts, to all this stuff. And he's like lately gotten accustomed to that, which is great. But also if that's a lifestyle that he knows he wants for himself, he has to be able to afford that. Mm-hmm, and he knows that for himself.
Yeah.
So I think he's already curious on how to do this stuff. Feed into that now. Like Shana said, this is a healthy environment. Bring him to the table, print out our one-page budget planner, show him how he can do this on his own. And then what if the budget is $10,000 for him? Go, okay, you've maxed that out. Now you're going on YouTube, finding all the free things for you to be able to do.
Yeah.
Your quote unquote camps and stuff that you're not going to go to in person. And that's okay too.
Yeah. Yeah. And not everything is a need for kids' sports and stuff. But again, it's just it's a good environment for him to learn. We don't think that it's bad. So there's a lot of taboo around money. And who put that there? This is just math. It's just facts. Yeah. It's not that we talked to a lady. She said they grew up without a flush toilet. They were literally poor.
Oh, I heard her this morning. Yeah. Yeah.
None of us are like that. We're not, but we should still be able to talk about money. It's just math. Mm-hmm. And I think about, there's like a whole generation of us that don't feel really confident when it comes to money or finances or budgets. Probably because our parents felt, we shouldn't burden them with that conversation.
Yes.
Tell us everything.
Well, and I'll tell you too, my parents had this conversation with me after I was married and after I had kids.
Yeah.
And that conversation changed my life. It literally changed. And that's why I became mortgage free. It wasn't for the money. It was for security. Because when my parents told me that literally they were chasing the guy off the yard, the foreclosure sign, and we stayed at the hotel because we had no water or electricity that weekend. And I thought it was for fun, but I didn't know that until I was in my 20s. Like that right there made me look at life and finances in a whole new way.
Yeah.
That's like my fear with sports. I feel like ours is always yes to sports. And then all of our bills are like negotiable where I'm like, no, and I have a hard time saying that because then I feel like I'm robbing them of something, but I'm like, no, you have a very privileged life. You play 1,000 sports and they're all very expensive.
Yeah.
And it's like, baseball, because baseball is so expensive. And now we're paying for 7-on-7s traveling for that. So I'm like, okay, that was like not the point. We were like done with one.
Yeah. And when you say, I just remember I was talking with my mom yesterday and she was talking about some newer generation feeling entitled or whatever. And I know none of us want that for our kids and we're not raising them to do that or feel that way. And so we just have to be intentional. We are blessing you with this and we love you. We believe in you. You work hard. You're talented. You have a future. That's why we're doing this. But you need to see the whole picture, especially like Vanessa said, because you're about to be paying for it yourself. Love you.
Yeah, totally.
We need to bring you in on the conversation. So I think, what do you think, Vanessa? I think for this particular thing, absolutely protecting those bills, that bill account, like it is non-negotiable. This money never gets transferred over here. This is what we can quote unquote negotiate. I would say lay out a full budget. Cause I'm sure if he's playing all the sports, all of the siblings are like, that should be me. So they're coming up in those footsteps.
Have them all do a budget for their sports. Yep. Give them all the sheet of paper, let them fill it all in, help them fill it on. And you have all the information from your Every Dollar app, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And again, just be careful with your verbiage because we can get.
That was my question. Yeah. Do I talk to him about it? So I'm glad we're having this. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And it's empowering because when I know, okay, my mom believes in me so much, my dad too, they're spending, especially depending on how old they are, $3,000 a year.
That's like a month. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's a joke. But I think I'm going to take better care of my cleats, or maybe it is, right? Because I don't want that to steal my money. I want to be able to do the camp or whatever. So even if it doesn't solve, it's not going to solve everything because kids have to hear it 1,000 gazillion times, but it is putting those seeds. And that's what you want as the mom, is to plant those seeds of good financial stewardship. So we definitely think bring them in on the conversation, have them make their own budget and say this, you, and so it's not you saying no. It's them.
Yeah.
Them deciding. This is what we're setting aside. This is what our budget can afford for all of you guys. You decide what that actually turns into with what you're doing with your hands every day.
That makes sense.
I think when we say that things have gotten more complicated financially, this is part of it. Mm-hmm. Our parents were not.
No.
Okay? This was not our life. We were playing at high school or the rec league or whatever. Yeah. And it was like $15 or whatever. It wasn't that. And so trying to navigate this, giving them the opportunity, but not going into debt or poorhouse at the same time. This is a brand new experience for all of us. So we're all learning as we go. And we think one of our big motivators is just to make sure the next generation is brought into this conversation sooner. Yeah. And so that's the opportunity you have.
And it just allows them to be more prepared.
Yeah.
Like
I
just think that is, we're allowing them the decency, to tell them now and show them now and prepare them better than we were prepared.
Which I think is my problem. My parents never told me anything. So then I was like, oh, wait, what? And I'm like, oh yeah, I'll work another job. I'll do that. You know what I mean? So it was like, she always tried to protect us from feeling that. And just, I never knew if we did or didn't have money. We always had what we needed.
Yeah,
so I didn't really know. But when I think back, I'm like, oh, we must've been really struggling at this time. But she never told us that. So we never know. So I do see what you're saying.
Yeah. And I think it's come to a head. So many of us were like, I can just out earn. I'll just earn more. And then at some point, I don't know if I can earn more. I'm going to have to actually solve the problem.
Totally. Yes. And that's where I feel like I'm at now. I'm like exhausted, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So we would love to have you come back and tell us how this went, or email us, or keep us up to date, because we believe in your amazing family, the 20 plus years, the four kiddos, the college football, all of it's going to be so cool. And this is just a nice little way to get it tied up and get it feel organized and feel confident and peace around your finances.
Yes. Thank you for coming on, Katie. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways that you can connect.
First, go ahead and take the lead. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. On us, we're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember, your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.